Good afternoon. Hi, I'm Judy Toya, and I'm from Jemez Pueblo. And I'm too short.
No, you're not. Is that better?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Well, I do pottery. I do storyteller figures. I learned from my mom and my grandmother years ago. They used to do pottery, and my favorite was a male and storyteller, because the male storyteller was the original storyteller that ever came about. And I had a grandfather. My grandfather on my father's side was my favorite grandfather, me. He was a very wise man, and everything he ever said to me or taught me or gave me advice on, everything came true. He could see what was coming. And I remember him telling me one day, as the years go by, it's going to be hard. It's going to get harder, because he says, we didn't belong on the moon, but people go up to the moon. And now things will turn around, and it won't be as good as it is now. And I believe that today, because we haven't had much rain. We haven't had... the climate has been bad for everyone. And within our Pueblo, I know we do a lot of planting. And this past few years, we haven't had very much to harvest. And us ladies work hard during that time. But we, as she spoke about earlier, the ladies, the women didn't have that much to work on. And that's how we are nowadays, too. We don't have that much to work on, since we don't have that much crop. We're very short on water. And then it's so dry that everything that we plant is drying up. And even with me, personally, I feel that with my work, I'm not doing the best I could. Now, I did before, but now it's getting down there where I have to really work hard to get the right type of clay, the right type of paint. And the paints that we make for our pieces here, we use spinach and wild spinach to make our black paint. And that is very hard to get now. We don't really find any spinach. We have to look really very, very hard for it. And even the clay itself, with it being so dry, the moisture isn't in the ground to where our pieces, like the clay that we're going to use, we can't dig it out as we could before. It's really too dry, and there's a lot of little pebbles in it now where before it wasn't. And so it's just kind of had a lot of, I guess, a lot of stress on us potters, not only me, but all the potters. Because of all our clay that we get, we have to dig it up from the ground. And we not only pick it up from the ground, we have to ask Mother Earth for good clay. And I myself am water clan. There's different clans in my Pueblo, and some are Coyote, which my father is a Coyote clan. My mother was a water clan, but we go with our mother's side, so I'm water. And so every day we pray. So we plant fields with corn, chili, whatever we need to plant, we plant. But mainly the most important thing that we need now is corn. Because we pray with corn every morning. And if we don't have corn, then we're breaking our tradition here. We were taught to pray with corn. And if you believe, you know, things will come as whatever you pray for. Like I pray every day for my work, for good clay, for good things, for my good firings or whatever I need with my pieces there. All potters are like, I think, have the same way as I would say, they dig up and they want clean clay. But now it's with the climate change and everything, it's really getting messed up. And we have to work extra hard to clean the clay, as before we could just pick it up, soak it, and then mix our clay. But now we have to sift it, we have to grind it to get all the pebbles out. And so we really need a big change. And we need a lot of rain. So we pray for that every day. So I don't know. I guess that's it. Thank you.